Good morning, everybody. A guten Chodesh, everybody. So in honor of Rosh Chodesh, I thought we would talk about a topic that's become somewhat popular in certain circles on Rosh Chodesh, and that is that in some places they have musical hallels on Rosh Chodesh. They take out a guitar, they do a whole singing and dancing during davening and during hallel. So whenever any new practice is introduced to Judaism, especially in tefillah, it is always healthy to ask whether this is appropriate and permissible, inappropriate and permissible, or just straight out forbidden, right? So that is the question to discuss. Now, this shir should not be viewed as a judgment of neo-chassidus or anybody or anything like that. In fact, my understanding is, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm not, that this whole minhag is not very much Rav Moshe Weinberger's cup of tea. But the question is there a problem, or is this just an enhancement of the tefillah? So all we're doing is assessing this particular practice. We are not assessing any people, any movements, any types of people, just this particular practice. And I'm sure that regardless of the outcome of this analysis, that everybody is l'shem shemayim. Now, all sources that I'm going to mention are from an article that was sent to me by a dear friend and Talmud, Chaim Levtov, and the article was published in Tchumin in Tavshin Ayin Ches, in volume Lamed Ches of Tchumin. It was written by someone by the name of Rav Yehoshua Van Dyke. I don't know who that is, but he wrote a very nice article, and he said that he consulted with his Rebbe Rav Ariel, and with Rav Zalman Nechemia, and with Rav Orbach from Tveria, and with Rav Asher Weiss, and he quotes them all extensively in the article. Most of the sources are really about davening and not about Hallel, which might make things different, but Rabbi Van Dyke quotes from Rav Asher Weiss, who said that once they instituted Hallel as part of davening, there really isn't that much of a difference, meaning whatever the rule is going to be about davening in general, the rule is going to be as far as Hallel is concerned in middle of davening as well. So now let's get to the potential concerns. So he lists six or seven potential concerns and he goes through them. Number one, he discusses, is this a violation of a buchu koseyam lo seilechu? The reformers initially, a couple hundred years ago, wanted to bring an organ into shul to mimic the behavior of the church. That's how non-Jews worshipped. A lot of the things that the reformers, that the reform movement did, was to mimic the service of the church. That's why they moved the bima up front. That's why they did a lot of the things that they did in Beis HaKnesses was meant to imitate the church, and that is normally a violation of Chukos Hagayim. In fact, they even wanted to have a non-Jew playing on Shabbos in Shul, because it's a shvus to shvus, and it's a mako mitzvah. You know, that all sorts of halachic arguments why that should be mutter. The issur of playing instruments, musical instruments on Shabbos, is a gezeira shemi yasaka in klishir. So it's only a gezeira. So if you do amir la'akum and such a thing, and it's mako mitzvah to enhance the tefillah. So that was roundly rejected by all the poskim. The idea of having musical instruments in shul on Shabbos. What about on a weekday? So this is a tshuva from Rav David Tzvi Hoffman, Melamed the whole Siman Tazayin, where he brings three opinions of poskim who lived around that time. Most of the names of those poskim are not that familiar to us, but apparently they were big names in their time. And he basically splits them into three groups. There was one group of poskim that said that it's asur on Shabbos, but just didn't talk about weekdays, and therefore it left it wide open. It's possible that they were masupak about a weekday, or it's possible that they held that it was permissible on weekdays. Then there's another group of poskim who permitted on weekdays because there are recorded practices in old Jewish communities to play music before Kabbalah Shabbos. Before Kabbalah Shabbos, he said, "V'kulan yachad asanu isu levilti yinagnu b'yom Shabbos kosh v'yom tov chas v'shalom v'lo itarnu rak b'chalam oed ve'erev Shabbos ve'erev Yom Tov." He says that we find practices of people to play music in advance of Shabbos or Chol Hamoed. But even that group has said that they insisted that those who are playing the music be Jewish and that they be people who are Yirei Shemayim. And then there's a third group who said that it's straight out Aser because of a B'chukseyam Lo Seilechu. There's a famous Ma'arik in Shorish Peches, which is quoted by the Rama in Shulchan Aruch, and it's quoted by the Beis Yosef in Sim Kufayim Ches, as far as when is a practice of violation of B'chuk Oseim Lo Seleichu, meaning clearly not everything that Goyim do is a violation of B'chuk Oseim Lo Seleichu, right? Italians eat pizza, so is it Aser to eat pizza because of B'chuk Oseim Lo Seleichu? Rosh Hashanah, you say the French eat French fries, fries. It doesn't mean that it's the French don't really eat French fries. But is that a violation, therefore, of Chukusayim Lo Selechu to eat French fries? No, there's got to be a geder. So the Marek gives what the geder is. And he says there are basically two categories of Chukas Hagayim. There are things that the reason is unknown to us, and it seems like a strange thing, in which case we're suspicious that maybe this comes from Avodah Zarah initially, and there are matters of pritzos, things that are just a minhag of pritzos. Both of those categories are b'chukosei lo selechu. Now, our case is debatable, because it is something that clearly comes from imitating the church when it comes to bringing an organ into the shul, but it's not something that's strange. It makes sense, you know, it makes sense that if you're going to be singing, that you'll want to have musical accompaniment as well. It makes sense to enhance a tefillah through music, so that, you know, would be more like stained glass windows in a shul, right? That's something that clearly we took from the church, the idea of putting stained glass windows in the shul. But it makes sense, meaning they're beautiful, they're really nice. So Rav Soldatchik famously once commented in a shir that he was giving in Lamport Auditorium that stained glass windows are asr. And they said to him, but Rebbe, here in Lamport Auditorium there's stained glass windows. So, you know, but he always got caught up in the shir and didn't always think about the ramifications of the statement that he was making. But many shuls are makil and do have stained glass windows, right? So so that would be along those lines. Now, there was a shul in Prague, apparently many years ago, in the Sefer Eli Divrei Bris. He quotes, Bikila Kadosha Prague, Ir Gedola Lelukim, there's a great, great city of Prague, Betocha Tisha Bate Knesses, that there used to be 9 shuls in Prague, which, come on, I live in the 5 towns, that's like a joke, there are 9 shuls in North Woodmere, but, you know, none of them are big. Ubegdola Shebehem, Nagu Lizamer Lekabel Shabbos B'Kli Zemer, and the largest of these shuls in Prague, this year Ve'em B'Yisrael, used to be Mekabel Shabbos with musical accompaniment. However, in the Sefer Tzora Chaim, he says that that's not a raya, because they did it before it became a fixture in churches, and maybe once it became a thing that people do in churches, then it becomes something that is a violation of Chusem Lo Selechu. Rav David Tzvi Hoffman writes in Milamid Lahoel that Ve'en Lavi Raya Mimina Kila Achas V'Liskar Einayim Bifnei Min Hage Shar Kilos Kedoshos. He says, wait, you're going to bring a raya from one kihila in Prague that we once heard about that had music in the shul? What about every other shul ever known to man, right? That never had. So you're going to bring a raya from the one Yotze Min HaKlal? He says, that's ridiculous. Now, all the other kilos, Lo Re'inu V'lo Shemanu Min HaKazeh Ades Asher Gavri Yad HaMarasim. Until the reformers came, we never heard of any of this. So he says, B'vadei Ein Lismo Chasvaros Ke'ele B'Shar. You can't rely on such svaros in other places. In fact, the son of Rav Chaim Palagi, Rav Rachamim Nissen Yitzchak, in his Yafa Lulev, or Chaim Simresh Samachbeis Sev Gimel, writes, Va'alki Inyan Shabbos Hu Ashras Hashchina Aleinu, since Shabbos brings about Ashras Hashchina, L'chein Roy L'kabel Shabbos B'Simcha B'Shirim. It makes a lot of sense that we're going to sing and have songs and have simcha, because ain ashkina shara elamitoch simcha. And he says, ubekama mekomos me artzos ashkenaz bekabola shabbos menagnabel klizmarim nevon vekinaros. He says that in many places in Ashkenaz they play music before Kabbalah Shabbos. Because of neisha kol inyan Shabbos who kibul pnei shchina. He says, what a beautiful thing, because it's Kabbalah pnei shchina ain shchina shara elamitoch simcha. So in Tzitz Eliezer chelik yudalud simul amadalud os beis, Rav Oldenburg reacts to that, and he says, "B'mechila mikvot Taraso, you're a Sephardi. You have no idea what's going on in Eretz Ashkenaz. All the places that were doing this in Eretz Ashkenaz," he said, without knowing it, the Avil Lev was no seinyad l'poshim ki kayadua hamakomos ba'Ashkenaz shenagu because those nagin b'kabbalah Shabbos b'kliz marim involved b'kinaros. All the places that had music by Kabbalah Shabbos in Eretz Ashkenaz." It was Dafka the reformers that were doing that. It didn't come from any sort of pure source. And all the Gedolim were absolutely fighting it. Without any shadow of a doubt, if the author of the Yafa Lev would have known what was really happening in Eretz Ashkenaz, lo haya Mailal Daito Klalu Klal Lasos Kmo Zecher B'Sifra HaKadosh. No way he would have mentioned this as a positive minhag in his Sefer, says the Tzitz Eliezer. But in the end of the day, nobody's suggesting to bring an organ into shul, right? If you've seen on Twitter the videos of the Happy Hallels or whatever, right? They don't have, no one's like, playing an organ in the, right, what do they have, a guitar, and they're jumping around with the guitar and playing the guitar, right? And what do they call the thing? The banjo, right? Or something like that. They're doing the, what?
Bongo,
whatever. Okay, so they're that's what they're playing. It's like an organ, and you don't find that in the churches. You don't find that in the Reform shuls. So l'chora, as far as chukas hagayim is concerned, it's not so pashut that that's chukas hagayim, because it's an entirely different instrument. It's an entirely different vibe. What about nachukas hagayim? But what about Reform practices? The Mishnah, the second paragraph of Masechus Chulin, has a list of things not to do because it's derech hakofrim. Even if gayim don't do it, but if kofrim do it, if that's the way that people who are kofr b'torah mitzvos, kofr b'torah min hashemayim, if that's the way they behave, Rav Dov Tzvi Hafman says that even if it's not b'chukasayim lo selechum, we should be careful about doing anything that apikorsim do, right? Why is it that Orthodox women don't wear tzitzis or talis or something? Is it because it's so terrible for an Orthodox woman to? No, it's because that's what the kofrim do, and also that was never our minhag, so we don't introduce new things, and especially not if that's something that the kofrim do. Rav Kook in Tshuvas Orach Mishpat Siman Lamed Vav writes that since Chazal forbid things that minim do, he says, "Valkein ein lachshuv shum hetel aminam goyim zeh mitzidei tzdadim." Don't try to come up with a way that these things should be mutter. Vare anu roim kisha mishanim minhagei Yisrael v'osam k'minag shemakpidin l'avaminim. When we start changing minhagei Yisrael and start doing things that the minim do, choshim alav shema minus nizrukabo. In Chazal, we always find that they're always choshesh that maybe the person became a min. So he says, so you're not supposed to do these things. V'zeh kal gadol b'torah shekol mashon yicholim lahafrish atzmenim midvar mamvim l'dei avodazor v'l'dei minus demashcha chayev manachal l'froshmeim. To the extent that we could push ourselves away from the derech haminim, that's what we're supposed to do. But again, not so convincing, because that's all the derech haminim was to bring an organ into the shul. It was not to bring the bongo, banjo, whatever. You know, it was not to bring a guitar into the shul. It was a different type of thing. So then there's a third potential issue that is raised, and that is in the Tshuvas Yehuda Yala, the Maria Sad in Chelek Aleph Siman Nun Tes says that an instrument in the shul is mevalbel das hamechavein. Then instead of focusing on the davening and focusing on connecting to Hashem, they're like, wow, that guy can really jam. You know, that guy's a great guitarist. That guy can really play. And they're enjoying the concert. Now, one, he was probably referring to a more concert-like experience where up on the bima there was a choir with a whole band and everything like that, where, like, sometimes you see that at weddings. Like, it's always kedai to think about before you pay an exorbitant sum of money for the best wedding singer, you know, the top of the line wedding singer and whatever. You'll notice that the dancing at weddings where they pay for like the best singer and the best guitarist, half the people, half the friends of the Chasan and Kala aren't dancing with the Chasan and Kala. They're sitting and videoing whoever the singer is, and it's really taking away from the simcha. It's not adding to the simcha, meaning so that seems to be the kind of vibe that he was describing. What we see in this kind of, for lack of a better term, the happy Hallel, is that it's not about the music is about getting people into the davening and getting people into focusing on what they're saying. It doesn't seem to be a distraction of kavana. Then there's another taina, and that is in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer in Chelkei and Hashmatos and Kovtzadi Beis. He writes about having instruments in shul just after Chorban Abayis. He says, we have accepted in times of Chorban not to play musical instruments while davening, to show that there's still a Chorban. And in one place he highlights that it's inappropriate to do so al admas nechar, which implies in chutz la'aretz, but in a tshuva in Simon Pei Dalid, he highlights miyom shecharav beis hamikdash, meaning even in Eretz Yisrael, it's just after the Chorban, it should be we shouldn't be doing these things. Now, even though shul is a mikdash ma'ad and they had instruments in the beis hamikdash, so maybe you would say a mikdash ma'ad should also have instruments. So the Chasam Sofer in Likutim Simon Pei Vav writes, achar Chorban daylanu l'shamish zecher l'mikdash b'shira depuma. That's what we sing. That's our zecher l'mikdash, because Iker Shira Bepeh, the Shira that they had Bepeh was really Ma'akev. Vein by Yisar Simcha Kol Kach. Aval zimra demana, but to play instruments, sheinenu ma'akev b'migdash, where there wasn't ma'akev in the base of Migdash to have musical instruments. This base simcha yisera afshar delo hutar. It could be that that was never mutar. Interestingly, the Nesivas in his Chuvas Rabbeinu Yaakov Melisa, Simon Dalit, says that it runs counter to the entire tone of tefillah. And this is probably really the sticking point. He says, Adrabah, halo mevor v'nigluhu she'ikr tefillah senu bakash senu hu al kaparas chet ve'ich novel v'nei malko shalom b'klishir v'simcha im yadanu ki tchot manachnu. The attitude one should have is ka'avda kamemare when a person comes to daven. And you can go singing and dancing and jumping around while you're supposed to be davening like an eved kamemare. So that, he thinks, is inappropriate. And one could argue, halal is different. Halal is dafka, time to sing and to praise and to, it should be. But one should, the point that he's making is a good point just in general. Meaning, when you see singing slichos or whatever, with also dancing and jumping up and down or whatever, doing, like, look at the words. I mean, read the room. You got to see what the tone of the tefillah is. And you're supposed to be loyal to the tone of the tefillah. There are things that are supposed to be more uplifting and joyous, and there are things that are supposed to be more serious. And it's not that, some people live their whole lives, with a frown on their face, and some people live their whole lives on a high. But a person has to be able to balance everything and to know that there's a time for everything. So, but again, that's not a really great taina against the halal. Another taina is, and I realize I'm way over time over here, is using instruments is reserved for the base HaMikdash, which I guess is what we just said. But in the Chuvus Mishpatei Uzio, so it's a little bit different. Chasam Sofer said, times of Churban, it's not appropriate. In Mishpatei Uzziel, he says that it's not only about the Avelus of the Mikdash, but it's inherently problematic, because Shira with instruments is like any other Avodos HaMiyuchados Shabamikdash that you're not allowed to do Chutz the Mikdash. You wouldn't be Makdir Ketores outside of the Mikdash. You wouldn't be Makriv a Korban outside of the Mikdash. So if they had Shira B'Klei Zemer in the Mikdash, to do that outside of the Mikdash is like doing the Avoda outside of the Mikdash. He writes, Mikan Lamanu Sheish Isur B'Davar Lachnas Klei Zemer L'Zamer B'Mikdash Ma'at Shubeis HaKnesses, because it's Me'avoda Shabamikdash. And anyone who's mishanim minhagim of rishonim is a toa umata and asad litein esadin is ultimately going to pay the price. Now that's difficult, because we do a lot of things outside. We shecht outside of the Beis HaMikdash, maybe not karbanos, but like meichi tesi, the playing music is also outside of the Beis HaMikdash, because that's like an avodas chutz. But furthermore, we're not even using the same instruments or the same songs that they say. I don't think we have like a sheet music of what they used to play in the Beis HaMikdash. We're not. And he builds his argument on ikar shira b'kli. So what if you hold ikar shira b'pel like shita sarambam? Would that mean it's also to sing outside of the Beis HaMikdash? Very, very difficult to imagine. The real problem with it, the real issue with it, I should say, is that l'chor it's a violation of al titosh toras imecha. Al titosh toras imecha means, I always say, like, if Moshe Rabbeinu walked into our shuls, would he be confused? Probably, right? Minhagim changed enough. But like, the Maharil or the Rama shouldn't be confused when they walk into our shuls. If you're an Ashkenazi Jew, if you're a Sephardi Jew, the Beit Yosef should not be confused when he walks into your shul. Or at the very least, my grandfather shouldn't be confused when he walks into the shul. Meaning it's not like that long ago. To just like totally change the Minhagei Yisrael, that's a little bit difficult. I would suspect, I didn't speak to Rav Weinberger about this, but I would suspect that that's what he would say. That if his father would be like, what is going on over here, then Rav Weinberger would be very uncomfortable with it. So many argue that this is a fulfillment of the old practice of Shira B'Peh U'B'Kli Zemer in the Mikdash, and we're being Machzer Atar L'Yoshna, but one could argue that since musical instruments have consistently been available throughout the ages, the fact that we haven't used them is a clear Mesorah not to use them. Similar to the Beis HaLevi's Taina about Tcheles, about the Redziner Tcheles. And if the Redziner Tcheles was available throughout all the ages and no one ever used it, so isn't that a Mesorah that we don't use it? So while in Ashkenazi countries they probably refrained from music for the reasons of the reformers, but in Sephardic countries they were nowhere near the reformers. Rav Chaim Pelagi lived in Turkey, very far away from the reformers, and he absolutely rejected the idea of bringing music into the into the shul. And he goes on to say, v'chikama v'kama l'alafim r'vavos me'rabonim v'chacham mikam v'shonim rabbos dor dor v'shovta v'kama v'kama rabbonim ha'mekubalim v'rabbeinu ha'ari v'rabbeinu chayim vital v'rav ha'mekubal eloki mumcha kubaki k'marasha rabbi zal lo matzinu b'shum echad mehem shechitshu lanu davar zeh. He said, of all the great mekubalim, all the great rabbonim, no one came up with this idea, l'avim menagdim b'toch ha'tvil b'sek neses v'adrabba k'mo zernich ha'shev l'asos zos. It would be considered weird. It would be considered strange. And from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was Misaki in Takanos and Ezechel and Mikdash, and this was not one of them. He was never Misaki that you should play music in a shul. That means that we're not supposed to do it. It also might be a final issue, a violation of Los Eskodidu. Rav Kook once visited a certain neighborhood and he refused to daven in the shul because the bima was all the way in the front of the shul. And he later wrote a letter to the Kihila. It's printed in Tshuvas Orach Mishpat in the Milum, Simukov Memtes, Os Kuf Pealev, page Kuf Pealev rather. He explained himself why he wouldn't daven in the shul. And he said, Odiel kvodo es dati al pi haTorah vaMitzvah, she yisod musad hu shelo l'shanos miminhage avoseinu hakadoshim nochei nefesh zal. It's a yisod that we have. We don't change minhagim. Ulishtavilsim klolus am kodesh b'kol darkei avod Hashem Yisbarach hu ikur gadol b'torah. To all of a sudden change the way we serve Hashem is something that's an ikur gadol. We don't move from the way we know to serve Hashem. Umikrat lo skodu l'manu from lo skodu do we learn shalolasos agudos agudos. That we shouldn't be making new practices that are different than everybody else, because then we break up into different groups beyond what we're already broken up into. Moving the bima to the front, that's chukas hagayim, and the kedosh elyon have already screamed about that. But he said, if you look around at every other shul and no other shul does that, so you doing that is a violation of lo siskodidu. So that's what Rabbi Van Dyke writes in this article, that the same could be argued over here. Ashkenazim, Hasidim, Svardim, Temanim, no one had this minhag. So l'chora, it's a violation of Los Eskodus. So bottom line, end of the day, Chaim Levtov, who sent me this article, told me he asked three rabbanim. He asked Rav Shechter, he asked Rav Breidowitz, Shlita from Or Sameach, and he asked Rav Ben Chaim. And they all said they don't think it's really such a halachic problem. Again, all of them not their cup of tea, but I didn't think it was such a halachic problem. In the Tchumin article, he concludes sheyesh lihimana milakayim tefilah chagigit b'cholamoid rosh chodesh. I guess I should refer to it as that rather than a happy hallel. Tfila chagigit, right? That sounds more respectful. So he said that one should refrain from a tfila chagigit on Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh, believe we play Nagina with music. Vaf b'shas ha-halul yesh li mana mikach, ve'en l'shalos min ha-minik shenagu midori doros b'chol kilutz Yisrael, l'spal b'es ha-knesses, b'lo kli zemer. We shouldn't change the minik of what's been going on for all the generations. And he writes, v'chein horu mori v'rabi ha-rav Ariel, v'rav Orbach ha-bezin t'teferia, v'agon rav Zalman Nechamil Goldberg, v'rav Asher Weiss, v'arishon l'tzir rav Avad Yosef, ubekigonza ro'i lomer al titosh toras imecha. The kalamashade hamashane yado al tachtona. When someone changes minagim, it's yado al tachtona. He's obviously doesn't have the upper hand in terms of any argument about it. He quotes Rav Asher Weiss, said that all halacha stands on two foundations. Sources and poskim is one foundation, and mesora, tradition, is the other foundation. And you can't change anything unless you have both factors working in your favor. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Aruch Haim Sim Tofresh Sadi Sif Chav Dalet, kol minag shenisyaset al pi gedolei hador have a minag velo minag shenagu bi'atzmam. A minag is a valid minag if it's established by gedolei hador, and the impression I get is that a lot of the places that do this are places that don't have a rabbi, let alone gedolei hador. So that's something that is often indicative of where the hadracha is or isn't. The suggestion that he concludes with is that it seems that all poskim do allow bringing musical instruments into a shul when it's not shas tefila. Hakafos shnios, simchas beis hashueva, a siyum, you know, things like that. So it follows that if you want to sing and dance in honor of Rosh Chodesh, after davening, you put away towels and tefillin and everything else, and then you could bring in musical instruments and you could sing and dance all you want. And that was the suggestion of Rav Yaakov Ariel in that case. Okay.